The audit of 2020 Maricopa County election ballots continues at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Among other unexpected things, auditors have been seen using ultraviolet lights to examine paper ballots without being clear as to why. One former lawmaker and Donald Trump supporter was revealed to be one of the auditors, and after a photo of him was posted on Twitter, the reporter who took the photo was escorted out of the Coliseum. Concerns have been raised the audit is simply a partisan effort to justify enacting further voter restrictions at the legislative level in the future. And as part of those concerns, the Brennan Center for Justice wrote a letter to Chris Herron, chief of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, requesting monitors to observe the audit from an official capacity. Earlier, I spoke with Elizabeth Howard, senior counsel for the Brennan Center's Democracy Project, about her concerns. Howard came to the Valley as an audit observer over the weekend at the request of Secretary of State Katie Hobbs.
There are a lot of concerns with this process. After the court compelled Maricopa County officials to give all of the election materials, including the 2.1 million ballots, to the Senate and its agents, including cyber ninjas, we have been very concerned by the Senate's failure to properly prepare for this entire process. The concerns associated with the security of the ballots, the voting machines, and other election materials was immediately apparent upon transfer. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs notified the Senate of its duties to preserve and maintain these ballots under federal law. And she laid out several common sense steps that the Senate needed to take weeks before they launched this audit. And in large measure, if not entirely, they ignored her recommendations, which included ensuring the physical security of the ballots down to the details, such as don't provide blue pens to ballot counters. Mm-hmm. In addition, I would say that the just overall lack of transparency of this process is a significant concern. You know, when election officials, including election officials in Maricopa County, conduct audits, the audits are conducted pursuant to procedures that are written, that are made public well in advance of the process. And that is absolutely not what we've seen here. And in fact, what we've seen here so far is cyber ninjas and the Senate resisting attempts by the press and the public to obtain written audit procedures. And it appears that not only were they not originally willing to provide these procedures, but the audit procedures seem to be changing in the middle of the process.
Liz, I understand you also have concerns about potential voter intimidation as it relates to whether people involved in the audit are actually going to go to voters' homes and ask them questions, right?
A procedure that they outlined in that document, which basically allows for agents of the government to go to Maricopa County residents' homes and collect information about their voter history. You know, we are very concerned that that will result in voter intimidation. And they have, at least as of a week ago, Ken Bennett and Doug Logan, the CEO of Cyber Ninjas, reiterated their intent to move forward with this process, but they refused to provide any details about how they would select the homes that would be visited or pretty much any additional information about that process.
What can federal officials at the DOJ do, if anything? Is there reason to think they might want to step in, or is it even too late for that now?
We joined with the Leadership Council and Protect Democracy to write a letter to the Department of Justice and request that they send election monitors to the Coliseum, because we are concerned that the auditors are violating federal law, which requires ballot custodians, here the Senate is the custodian, to preserve and maintain these ballots. We believe because of their lack of appropriate security measures and the ever-changing audit procedure, some of which we believe exposes the ballots to damage, are likely a violation of their custodial duties under federal law. The Department of Justice routinely sends election monitors out across the country, and we think that it's warranted here because of the concerns we have that they're violating their custodial duties, which under federal law provides a punishment of either a fine or up to a year in jail.
Could this empower people in other states to act this way and almost, I hate to compare it to January 6th, but almost that sort of thing?
Well, I do think that this should be a concern across the country, because again, what we're seeing here is the legislature usurp the authority of the local election officials. They forced the local election officials to hand over these election materials. And, you know, again, threatened some of the senators, threatened to throw some of the members of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors into jail for resisting the subpoena to hand over these materials. And again, these are materials that the Maricopa County election officials take their custodial duties very seriously for. The Maricopa County election officials store these ballots in a locked vault that's under around-the-clock monitoring. This is a situation where on a partisan political basis, the legislature has moved to engage in this process, which from the beginning, when they selected an auditor that lacked independence, that lacked objectivity, and lacked any substantive experience in elections auditing, was suspect from the beginning.
Elizabeth Howard is senior counsel for the Brennan Center's Democracy Program. Liz, thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks so much, Steve.